Hundreds of people remain in evacuation after the Courtney fire tore through houses and buildings. As fire crews continue to make progress, some residents are returning to their homes. But there are others who never left.
All you saw right there was a wall of flames. It was one of those things you hear about that the fire was so hot that the trees were exploding. Well, they literally were.
That's Kent Tracy. He's lived in the Bass Lake community for more than 25 years. The fire, which started Sunday afternoon, came dangerously close to his home.
Seeing it firsthand, it's surreal. It might be getting overused in this, but it still applies. It's just no real words to describe the veracity of it.
Tracy watched the fire past his house and head toward a different path. Luckily, his home survived. But others weren't so lucky. On Monday, he witnessed the devastation left behind.
I just walked through a neighborhood that literally every single house on both sides of the street were burned out, and it made me almost nauseous.
The Courtney fire started shortly after 1:30 p.m. on Sunday near Courtney Lane and Seven Hills Road in Oakhurst before spreading to Bass Lake. So far, the blaze has destroyed more than 60 structures while threatening hundreds more. But it wasn't just homes. Leslie Cox is the owner of the Forks Resort, located on the shore of the lake. She says she's never seen a fire burn so close to her business.
It was within 200 yards of where when it spread down to the lake. We are about a quarter to an eighth of a mile from Pine Slope Picnic Area, and that's where they stopped it.
At that point, everyone had been evacuated from the resort.
We didn't pack anything. We were so busy, you know, making sure customers were safe and our employees got out of here and the store was secure, that my husband and I literally didn't even have a toothbrush with us when we drove away.
Now, she says they're cleaning up and trying to get things ready. The resort plans to open back up when the roads are cleared.
We were able to get in. The power had been turned off for about 12 hours, so we had quite a mess in the freezers and the walk-ins and the refrigerators, and we ended up throwing away literally dozens of trash bags full of food and ice cream and garbage.
This has been a rough month for the Bass Lake community. Less than a month ago, residents had a close call with the Junction fire. Frank Bigelow is the fire chief for CAL FIRE.
This is the second major fire that we've had in a couple weeks. We had the Junction fire a couple weeks ago. That unfortunately, the fire destroyed homes in that incident as well. This is a huge blow to this community, and it's really sad to see.
He says the aftermath of the Courtney fire left some houses burned to ashes, while others endured the heat.
In some cases, we had one home that was standing. It took one home, and then the very next one on the other side was still standing.
So why does that happen? Bigelow says it depends on the construction of the home.
Just behind us, there's one home that was cinder block construction, so it's not wood frame, so it's not as readily available to burn as the house that was next to it.
He says the combination of California's drought, strong winds, and hot temperatures contributed to the rapid spread of the blaze. Many residents are still not allowed to return to their homes. As of Monday afternoon, Sherry Mulkey was still not able to drive to her house. While walking outside the evacuation center in Oakhurst on Monday, Mulkey recalls her experience during the Junction fire.
I remember the first time we were evacuated, it's that same thing. I was by myself with my 7-year-old daughter, and I was like, okay, what do I take? What do I do? And it was like all the things I thought I would take, you know, your pictures and your all this kind of stuff, valuables, kids, mementos, it didn't matter.
Mulkey says despite the fact that it's a close, tight-knit community, people are on edge.
People are just weary, you know, like when will it be done? Because it's always you're a little bit on edge, like each time it might get closer to your home or it's a different area here, there, and I don't know, I think people are just weary. They're just tired.
CAL FIRE officials say the cause of the fire is still under investigation. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.